Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Plagman. She's a 4-H member and she has a project going. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning.
Emily, who are your parents?
Mike and Christy Plagman.
And what year in school are you?
I'm in 8th grade.
In 8th grade. Okay, and moving on. School's almost over.
Yeah.
And are you counting the days?
Yes,
because I'm sure you have lots of summer activities to do, Emily. Well, the project that you have going right now is related to Kansas wildfires. And, you know, I haven't heard anything in the news for a while. It was on the news for a little bit. But give us some kind of background. What's going on there in Kansas?
Well, on March 6th, devastating wildfires hit southwest Kansas. And then my grandma was up with us, and then she told us about it, and I needed a 4-H project. So I went to my club and gave a presentation on it, and then my 4-H club turned it into a service project. From there, I went on the radio, I wrote a news article about it, and I put a poster up in Renew Ag, and then I talked to my middle school.
Okay, you've been doing lots of publicity about this, and that's great. That's the way to get people involved. So when you say wildfires, what were some of the results? I mean, I see a field burning. What more were some of the results of those wildfires?
There, in Clark County, where Ashland, Kansas is located, they lost 461,000 acres, and that's 90% of the county is burnt.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, so just imagine if that happened locally. I mean, everything is just black.
Yeah.
And anything that got in its way?
Was burnt down.
So that involved homes?
Yes.
Businesses?
Yes.
And livestock.
Yes. A total of 10,000 cows were killed.
Oh, it's just, you know, when you say that, because like I say, I didn't pay that much attention. It just almost takes my breath away to think about that much, not only property destruction, but also those animals that, you know, people put a lot of time and effort into raising those cattle.
Yes.
So do you have a beef project?
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit more. So this, you're collecting money, and let's go back and talk a little bit about a couple of those ways. I understand you, not only your club, but also you've gotten some school folks involved.
Yes.
Tell us specifically about that project.
About 2 weeks ago, I went and talked to my middle school, and I told them about what's going on in southwest Kansas. And then we turned Coins for Cows into a little bit of a competition for the middle school. And in total, the middle school raised $690, and then one of my middle school teachers matched it with $650.
Wow. I think you are a very convincing person to get people to care about this because, you know, they're not neighbors, they're not friends, they're stayed away. Why do you think that people care? Have you gotten a feeling about that, Emily?
I think they would just imagine, what would we do if that happened to us?
Uh-huh. And we wouldn't know really what to do. So it's great to have this kind of support. So the middle school students really went all out. Who won a competition?
My math teacher, Ms. Diltz, her homeroom won.
Okay. And it's just great to have a teacher match all that. That's a nice amount of money.
Yeah.
So that's from the school, but you've raised money from other folks also.
Yes.
And you're continuing to wanting to do that.
Yes.
What's the deadline for collecting the money, Emily?
May 10th.
And how can people give money? Where should they send it? How should they give it to you? You know, how can we process that if people want to give a donation?
They can get in contact with my 4-H club, Benton Franklin 4-H Club. Mitchell Williamson is a treasurer, or they can call my family at 712-254-3885 or 712-254-3930.
And
they can also drop off some change at Renew Ag.
Oh, that's good to know. And we'll want to remind people about that here at the end again. So you said that you can give this money to your 4-H club to handle. You know, your treasurer's getting a good amount of experience here too.
Yeah.
So this has turned into a project that's not only you're going to benefit the people in Kansas in this particular county, But many of you and your 4-H'ers have gained a lot of experience also. So how are you feeling about this, Emily? What are some of the things that have happened to you when you've gone through this process?
I feel good about this because I'm helping people down in Kansas that have gone through tragedy.
And I'm thinking you've learned some things along the way about organizing. Before you did this with your middle school, didn't you have to ask somebody official to whether you could do this or not?
I had to talk to Ms. Schoening, my reading teacher, and then she talked to my principal, Mr. Hunt, and asked if it was okay.
Okay, so there's always some hoops to jump through to get all this. You don't just go in and start passing the hat around, I think, in school. So great project there. Tell us a little more about when you gave this presentation to your 4-H club. Give us a little more information about this Coins for Cows. What all did you tell them?
I told them what happened and what we could do to help them, and they thought this would be a great idea for a service project, and it would also benefit other people.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
and you're smiling when you say that. That's really great. Emily, I want to talk a little more about you and your 4-H project. What are some of the projects that you are involved with?
I'm involved with livestock, so I show cattle and some pigs. And then I also exhibit some project up in the building.
And what are those?
I usually sew an outfit, and then I sew something else. It's different every year.
Yes. Well, that's kind of the fun thing about 4-H. It's different all the time, isn't it? And I'm just happy to hear that you are sewing. There are not very many people who are doing that or who know how. I'll bet you have friends that couldn't sew on a button.
Well, they can now since they're in home ec.
And, you know, that'd be a good demonstration for your 4-H club. It would be good for boys as well as girls to be able to sew on a button. I used to work in a shop where people brought things in to be repaired, and people brought things in for me to sew buttons on. I'm going, what? And I always give this little plug. You know, when you go off to school later, I'm sure you have great plans. You can make a little extra money just saying, I can do that. So be an entrepreneur. So as you think about your projects, as you think about what you're interested in, kind of what is your area? Not that I'm asking you to declare a major, but, you know, what do you think you're going to be doing here because of your experience?
I definitely want to stay into agriculture. I want to be the county youth coordinator, you know, what Beth Earlbeck was until she moved on.
All right. Good way to have something to really aim for. And what a nice variety of things. It's always something different, isn't it?
Yeah.
And working with people like you is a real benefit, Emily. So, again, let's kind of talk about Coins for Cows. Where is this money going to go when people give?
It's first going to go into the Ben Franklin 4-H Club, but then on May 20th, we're going to take the money down and give it back to the Ashland Community Fund.
Okay, so they have a fund way to process these funds to get it to people in areas that need it.
Yeah.
So, again, let's give those details of how we give the money, where specifically we want to give it, and who to contact.
You can contact the Ben Franklin 4-H Club. Mitchell Williamson is our treasurer. You can drop coins off at Renew Ag Supply, or you can call my family at 714-254-3885 or 254-3930.
Is your name in the phone book? Does it say Mike Plagman in the phone book?
Yes.
All right, because sometimes we go, oh, I didn't catch those numbers. So if we look up Mike Plagman in the phone book, in the Atlantic phone book, Cumberland phone book, Cumberland area, then they can find your phone number. But it sounds like such a wonderful experience, Emily. And you just keep smiling, so I know you're feeling really good about this. And if people want more information, of course, they still can contact you, Emily.
Yes.
And you could give them some more details. So we appreciate that and appreciate all your work, Emily.
Thank you.
So thank you so much to Emily Plagman and to her parents and her 4-H club for supporting her and her middle school for supporting her in all of these efforts. And until next time, remember, youth have power.